Hello out there to all you people who are normally on the go, multitaskers, and everyone sheltering in place during the Wuhan virus global quarantine. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on what to watch while weathering the Wuhan. Before we start, go wash your hands. Then, I offer you two thoughts. Number one, whenever faced with an anxiety-provoking situation, I ask myself, what's the worst thing that could happen? The answer usually does not warrant my initial visceral knee-jerk to whatever the problem at hand is, and it makes me realize I'm overreacting. In short, I tend to be a worrywart and freak out if I let my emotions get the better of me. Number two, disaster movies are great fun for a number of reasons. Read my article titled Cataclysm as Marital Therapy. But the most relevant reason for this article is perspective. Having to grit your teeth through another boring meeting at work seems like a paid holiday if you remember you don't have genocidal aliens hovering in mile-wide spaceships over your building waiting for the right moment to incinerate you. Like in Independence Day, I always think of the phrase that Jeff Goldblum says, just as the time is up, time's up. Dealing with a flat tire isn't so bad when you note that you can do it while making all the noise you want without fear of attracting killer monsters like in A Quiet Place. Watching a disaster movie can help one embrace the philosophy, I felt sorry for myself because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. So, given these two thoughts, and while we're all being denied church services, sporting events, movie theaters, parties, festivals, and hugs, I give you four movies to watch while whiling away the weeks waiting to weather the Wuhan. The first is The Andromeda Strain, 1971, one of my all-time favorites. Understated and steeped in extrapolated current science fact, the story, based on the book by Michael Crichton, revolves around not action heroes but scientists at the top of their game who tackle an unknown disease which turns blood to powder in moments. Arthur Hill is Jeremy Stone, expert bacteriologist and government attaché who knows of certain hidden agendas. David Wayne is Charles Dutton, pragmatic and old-school pathologist who always reminded me of Dr. McCoy. Kate Reed is Ruth Levitt, curmudgeonly microbiologist with a secret that could endanger the team's progress. And James Olsen is James Hall, a slightly geeky surgeon who you could easily believe spent a lot of his teen years playing Dungeons & Dragons. These people were no one's idea of Avengers, but worked as a team against time and an extraterrestrial virus which could cause global cataclysm. Compared to The Andromeda Strain, the Wuhan is a wimp. Next one is Contagion, 2011. Talk about jumping off of today's headlines. Contagion is a movie by Steven Soderbergh whose structure is much like Paul Haggis's Crash, with multiple storylines woven like a crochet serviette around a central issue which comes together to form a whole picture. This movie is chock-a-block with familiar faces. Matt Damon from Bourne, fill-in-the-blank with a variety of nouns, and Good Will Hunting. Kate Winslet, Titanic, Hamlet, Gwyneth Paltrow, who was in so many Marvel movies with Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, they finally broke down and gave her own suit, and from Sliding Doors. Elliot Gould from MASH and Ocean's 11, 12, 13, and 8. Jude Law from Fantastic Beasts and Captain Marvel. Lawrence Fishburne from Othello and The Matrix. Marion Cotillard from 9 and Macbeth. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad and Argo, and Chin Han from Dark Knight and 2012. Paltrow is patient zero of a pandemic which has jumped animal DNA from bat to human to become a brain-eating lung congestor, which kills pretty much every victim we see within 2 days of showing the first flu-like symptoms. Compared to the bug and contagion, the Wuhan is a wussy. Outbreak from 1995. In one of the more formulaic thrillers, we have the legendary Dustin Hoffman of many classic movies. Take a deep breath here. Midnight Cowboy, Little Big Man, Finding Neverland, Tootsie, Rain Man, The Graduate, Marathon Man, Lenny, Papillon, Hero. Okay, I could go on, but I'm going to go to the other actors. Rene Russo from Lethal Weapon, the disgraced Kevin Spacey, Cuba, Show Me the Money, Gooding from Jerry Maguire, and Donald Sutherland with a list of 194 credits to his name. He's been in everything from the slapstick Start the Revolution Without Me to Pride and Prejudice. Oh, and the ubiquitous Morgan Freeman from Batman, Shawshank Redemption, Bruce Almighty, and pretty much every other movie that's come out of Hollywood in the last 30 years. All struggle to contain an Ebola-like virus which originated in an African jungle, but through a series of mishaps infects the town of Cedar Creek, California. Our intrepid heroes are hampered in their effort to find a cure by forces which want to retrieve the virus so they can turn it into a bioweapon and wish to incinerate the infected town, ostensibly to prevent its spread, but in truth to hide their nefarious plans. Compared to the Bugian outbreak, the Wuhan is a weakling, with the added fillip that no one is planning to nuke any towns to get rid of the Wuhan. The Stand, 1994. Done as a miniseries, the book was far better, but, like Contagion, there is a legion of distinguished standards of both large and small screens, as well as theater, who ensemble their way through this 6-hour and 1-minute marathon. Look them up on usimdb.com and enjoy some of these classic actors' iconic roles. There's Gary Sinise from Forrest Gump and Apollo 13, Molly Ringwald, a veteran Brat Packer from The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink, among others, Jamie Sheridan from Sully, Laura San Giacomo from Pretty Woman, the multi-talented stage and film legend Ruby Dee from the Jackie Robinson story and Raisin in the Sun, another legend, Ozzie Davis, one of the kings of the 1950s and 60s American TV shows in everything from Car 54, Where Are You? To Night Gallery, plus films ranging from Do the Right Thing to Grumpy Old Men. Max Frewer, who became famous as Max Headroom, you've got to look this up. Max Headroom, do it. Rob Lowe from The Orville and St. Elmo's Fire. Ray Walston, who was in a show I loved when I was a kid called My Favorite Martian. And Ed Harris, Ed Harris from The Rock and A Beautiful Mind has a cameo, and so does Kathy Bates from The Blind Side and Richard Jewell. The Stand also has a unique twist. After the plague has swept through the world and humanity's remnants are just starting to put their lives in a fledgling new civilization back together, God and the devil begin a competition for their souls. The source book, The Stand, especially presents a surprisingly complex and extensive examination of extreme medical phenomenon, societal structures, theology, and the internal and external struggles every man faces in choosing between good and evil, all the while presenting characters that are fully three-dimensional and fascinating. The miniseries is really a boiled-down version, but after you see the miniseries, I would go read the book. Anyway, the miniseries begins with an apocalypse-level virus named Captain Trips, which wipes out 999 out of every 1,000 people around the world. In the aftermath, the survivors become the unwilling soldiers in a battle between hell, represented by a cowboy boot-wearing Randall Flagg, who sets up shop appropriately in Las Vegas, Nevada, and God, represented by Mother Abigail Freemantle, an elderly black lady, self-defined as probably the oldest person left alive, who leads her flock to Boulder, Colorado. Although the acting is not of uniform quality, many of these veteran character performers, like Sinise and Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis, shine above the awkwardly truncated story and pedestrian technicals. The soundtrack by the gifted and prolific Snuffy Walden has a charming Midwestern Americana feel. The movie even occasionally uses homages to classic literature such as Of Mice and Men. Compared to Captain Trips, not only is the Wuhan a walk in the park, it's a stroll you can take without the incarnation of the devil himself chasing you in cowboy boots. So, while you're quarantined with no sports, festivals, parties, restaurants, wedding receptions, theater events, movie popcorn, concerts, church fairs, handshakes, confirmations, church services, communal bowls of M&Ms, bridge nights, dances, sci-fi conventions, bake sales, open-air markets, live opera, or hugs, turn out the lights, choose one of these cathartic gems, confront your worst fears, and count your blessings. And while you're at it, go wash your hands. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled with an I, MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom. Education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from getting perspective from relevant movies ranging from campy to classic.